What we are seeing here as Jesus teaches us to pray is that it isn't for God's benefit that we are called to do so. God already knows what we're going to petition him for. He already knows what he wants to give us. So the real issue about prayer must be something else. I want you to know me. He desires an intimate relationship. He desires that you should know him. John 17:3. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you've sent. Theologically, we have access and come boldly before the throne of grace by the blood of the Lamb. Relationally, we can come because at the moment of rebirth, we received his DNA by his Spirit. We're born again from above now as surely as we were born physically. Born of God himself. John 1:12-13 tells us that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe in his name, which were not born of blood, or of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We are pregnant with a divine seed, a child who has the capacity to become a son who is perfect, fully mature, and about his father's business, like his elder brother. As Jesus, we are destined to continue the Father's business whilst here on earth. John 14:12. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. We have a divine implant. Just as Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit when Jesus was placed in her womb, so he overshadowed us, and we are now bone of his bone. There are no longer two lives to be lived, but one, his, through us. We are blood-bought and fully his bloodline. Some of us really haven't grasped what happened at the moment we received him. If we view our lives from that perspective, we have the very Son of God himself living within us by his Spirit. We can see that our part is simply to nurture this life within so it grows to maturity and sonship. And everything then falls into place, and we can say with Paul, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. He says it again in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ. And Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. As we nurture his life within us, it's his faith and his nature that manifests itself in and through us. Because without me, you can do nothing. And he cannot do through us what he hasn't been able to do in us. Now that makes perfect sense. Because Jesus was always drawing a way to be with the Father, his indwelling you will put that same longing in your heart to spend time with the Father. Your part is not to resist, as he wants to draw you deeper and deeper into his great heart. Enter therefore into the rest of faith. And simply because he is your Father and the Spirit of the Son is in you, spend time with him. You might even find yourself in prayer.